For 89.1 WEMU, I'm Patrick Campion, and we, of course, are your community NPR station. And at WEMU, we try very hard with the resources we have to cover Ypsilanti, but there's only so much our small team can do. So we were happy to partner with Concentrate Media on this as their media partner. And we brought Brianna back for a return visit.
All right. I'm Brianna Kelly. I'm the project manager for On the Ground Ypsi. We are doing what we can to get the community involved and cover the issues that people in the community really want to hear. We've got a couple different opportunities to connect with the community. We've got our newsrooms every week on Wednesday from 10 to 1 okay. at the downtown library. Then I believe next month we're switching over to EMU in the student center.
Interesting, yeah.
We have some community contributor opportunities okay. where we're looking for Ypsilanti residents who want to write their own pieces. We have yet to get started with that, so it's definitely an aspect of the project we're really looking forward to.
So she's talking to you. She wants you to give her ideas, and if you have more than ideas and want to do some work with this project, it's a great opportunity to really get in front of people that want to cover the stories in our community. So what was the focus this week, and who did you bring with us for our little chat here today?
I wrote about Water Street this week. So we touched on the millage a little bit, okay. which just passed the other week. We all know that. And went into the background of Water Street and kind of looking forward at what could potentially happen with it in the future.
Awesome. Because we have a lot of people that ask us, how did this happen and what's going to happen next? So it's good that you're tackling that head on. Who's our guest this week?
We've got Beth Arnett here, the Economic Development Director for the City.
Another person that you've probably heard a couple of times on WEMU. Hi, Beth.
Hello, how are you today?
I know that most of our listeners are familiar with this, but tell me a little bit about what's your role at the City of Ypsilanti.
Sure. I'm the Director of Community and Economic Development. So that means I'm working with all aspects of improvements to the community, changes to the community, and the future of the community. So I oversee our planning, our development, our economic development, as well as our building department.
So how long have you been in Ypsi?
I'm going on about 2.5 years.
Brianna, I know that you spoke with some members of the community at large. You know, we hear a lot about that Water Street property, but what was your takeaway from the general attitude of people that you talked about? Are they excited that this is moving forward? Are they, you know, still dwelling in the past? I mean, give me a general attitude of what we could find in your piece.
I think a lot of people have kind of just, you know, accepted the fact that the millage has passed and okay. now we're looking towards the future. And just like with pretty much every issue in Ypsi, everyone wants to see Ypsi thrive, but everyone has a different vision of what that would look like. I've seen varying opinions of what people would like to see happen with the Water Street property.
Beth, from your perspective, the vote for the millage passes. Is this a big sigh of relief for the city moving forward?
It is. It's a positive sign. It shows faith in the community and a willingness to move forward.
I think a little bit of faith in leadership.
We've gone through some very hard times, but now this allows us to start planning again. So the last 10 years, almost 10 years, the city has really spent the time just treading water.
Right.
So staying away from fiscal management, emergency fiscal management, and just treading water. Now we're able to take a look at where are we and where do we need to be.
What impact today and what impact over the next years, just from a monetary standpoint, is this decision to move forward by the citizens of Ypsilanti with the millage going to mean to Ypsilanti?
The super general answer is it's about $600,000 annually will be freed up in general fund.
That's still a significant chunk of money for a city the size of Ypsilanti.
So about $10 million in operating funds is what we're working off of. So $500,000 is significant. You know, we lost three additional police officers this year in this budget. You know, three police officers is definitely less than $500,000.
Looking ahead, and I know a lot of this has to do with decisions that city council still needs to make, but are the look aheads in the short term, let's undo what we did, or are the look aheads thinking bigger? Are you looking at, you know, this Water Street thing might be the beginning of another groundswell of activity in Ypsilanti? Or is it both?
I think it's both. Okay. It's actually both. So the Water Street property is poised to move forward. It was poised to move forward with or without the millage. Mm-hmm. But the millage softens the blow, right? Even if we had development start tomorrow, we're still 3 to 4 years away from capturing tax.
Right.
So we can still work towards a comprehensive development that has public input and citizen input and not feel the pressure of getting something in now.
Yeah, I spoke with Steve Pierce, who was involved in the anti-millage campaign more actively in 2016 and not so actively in 2017. He would like to see the city wait for the right development opportunity because he feels like the land is valuable, even though it is contaminated just because of its location right on the river, right on Michigan Ave, in between all the county park systems.
Is there some big picture kind of stuff that's being discussed from your end, or is your phone ringing with people that haven't called, you know, ever because they want to do something in Ypsilanti now?
Not yet. It's only been, I think, 2 weeks right now. It allows us, we did a lot of deferred maintenance and deferred projects. Mm. So the capital projects haven't been happening. We've done our annual road projects that are paid for by gas tax. We haven't been able to look at options. Everything's been repair, seal, do it in the moment.
What are some examples of things that people might see, you know, out there that they were thinking, hey, I wish that this had been fixed? That
well, the biggest things I've heard that have come to me are particularly with the public parks, mm-hmm. having, you know, better maintenance, having bathrooms, having better access to the public parks. And then secondly, it's the roads. Looking again at road diets for Hamilton and Huron, or looking at one-way conversions on Cross and West Cross.
Were you hearing that too, that people suggesting other things this money could have gone towards?
Yeah, I mean, I keep hearing the public safety debate. So some people would love to see those police officers and firefighters be reinstated, mm-hmm. those from those positions that were cut. And some don't want any additional police officers in Ypsilanti. So it really goes both ways. There's such a broad spectrum of what people want to see that money in the general fund be used for.
And as a reminder, too, you can find Brandon's work at concentratemedia.com. If there was one thing you could kind of summarize as when you saw the results of the election, what was the thing that the light bulb that went on, oh, man, we're going to be able to do this now, or something like, what was the big thing?
Stop hating Water Street. We can now look at it as an opportunity, right? We have property in the middle of our downtown that connects our primary downtown with Depot Town. That property has a lot of value and a lot of opportunity. Decisions were made in the past, but now it's ours.
Right. So it goes from being almost like a yoke around the neck of Ypsilanti to being something that could really pull the city forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. From your work, Brandon, just in summary here too, what was the most positive takeaway from this vote going through?
Well, another citizen I spoke with, Ben Connerberry, he had a really good idea too. Although the land on Water Street can't be used for affordable housing because of the contamination, perhaps some of the money that we capture from taxes from a development on there could be used to benefit the affordable housing stock in Ypsi.
Beth, thank you for being here today. We could find your comments in the article at concentratemedia.com. Thank you for participating in their process to bring this story out to the citizens of Ypsilanti and our community on the whole. And Brianna, thank you for all the hard work. We could see you today at the Ypsi District Library for the community newsroom. And again, where can they find you on Facebook?
Facebook.com/concentrateA2.
All right. So reach out to Brianna if you have any ideas about topics that they should be covering, or the Citizen Journalism Project, or just participate in that community newsroom just to let them know what you feel about what's going on in Ypsilanti. We can't cover the stories unless you're telling us what we should be talking about. We love to participate in the community conversation. I'm Patrick Campion for 89.1 WEMU. You can find all of this at WEMU.org.